This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There will come a day when we start traveling again, driving and flying. That day, though, will not come soon, and it may not come soon enough for the airlines. United announced a $2 billion quarterly loss yesterday. Delta, Southwest, and American report later this week. And yes, there is government bailout money to be had, but as Marketplace's Jack Stewart reports, it's only going to keep them flying for so long.
The International Air Transport Association, or IATA, says the shutdown due to the coronavirus is worse for plane travel than any previous event, including 9/11 or the Great Recession of 2008.
It's the industry's darkest time.
Perry Flint from IATA says globally, demand will be down 48% for the whole year compared to 2019.
And passenger revenues will be down $314 billion.
Airlines in the U.S. have started to agree conditions for getting billions in government support money. The Treasury Department sent the first $2.9 billion out on Monday. Richard Aboulafia, aviation analyst at Thiel Group, says that will tide airlines over for a while.
They look like they're in good shape for a few months, but of course there are going to be big questions after that if you don't see additional tranches of assistance.
He says airlines have a lot of fixed costs, like payments on leased aircraft, terminals, and maintenance facilities. The federal money comes with a condition that it's used to pay employees and not furlough anyone until September the 30th. Dorna Rhodes at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University says airlines are anticipating having to make cuts to schedules, and that could mean layoffs later.
If they have fewer aircraft, they need fewer pilots, and they need fewer flight crews, and then all the people that support those aircraft.
Like the rest of the economy, the airline industry is waiting to see how deep this downturn goes and what the recovery looks like. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.